Seven strategies to remain motivated when you bang into resistance.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, thrilled, delighted to be bringing you this daily podcast on personal empowerment, on success and love, business, relationships, life, health, vitality, and of course, the Law of Attraction. Today, we're going to talk about some strategies that you can begin to employ when you run into some resistance. And look, that's part of life. That's part of the physical plane that we live in. We're going to run into resistance. So we need to know how to deal with it. We need to have some strategies for dealing with resistance that will help us, empower us, keep us motivated, keep us moving forward. Keep us excited and optimistic. Isn't that the key? Isn't that when you do your best? Of course it is.
Change your life and experience the success you deserve. Get your copy of the new book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science by Robert and Rachel Zink. Be one of the first 500 pre-orders to receive a special signed copy. Order today at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Before we continue, I want to thank you, all of you, who have pre-ordered our new book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science. It's been in pre-order. You can order it at our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, but we are only taking pre-orders through the rest of the week. So that's it. So get your pre-order in now, because at the end of the week, it goes out of the pre-order stage. And all the pre-order books are going to have a personal message. They're going to be signed, and we're going to make them special. We're going to do something special for you. I promise. Okay? So you'll get your pre-order. And by the way, if you're waiting for your pre-order, they're en route. So there you go. Okay, we're excited about it.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the Law of Attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Let's talk about these strategies for remaining motivated when you bang into resistance. Number one is failure is really only feedback. Okay, here's your assignment. Cross the word failure out of your mind completely. Take the word failure and write it out. And take a red X. Draw it through the word failure. Tape it onto the wall. And write underneath it the word feedback. That's what it really is. There is no such thing as failure. Have you ever seen a cloud fail, or a tree fail, or even a dog or a cat? All they know is feedback. If a cat is hunting and he's going after a mouse, and the mouse comes out of the hole, and the cat misses the mouse, you know, the cat learns. And so next time he's a little bit closer to the hole, or he takes a little bit different angle, and he keeps adjusting until he succeeds. That's what it's all about, folks. It's adjusting until you get the result that you're after. You know, when they ask Thomas Edison, they said, well, how does it feel to fail so many times, thousands of times at making the light bulb? And he said, well, at least now I know 10,000 ways in which not to make a light bulb. It's about feedback. When you start looking at what you're doing as feedback, the universe is giving you feedback. Ah, you're on the wrong path. Move over a little bit. You know, if you're flying from, say, the West Coast to the East Coast, if you're off just 1 degree, by the time you get to the East Coast, you're in a whole different country. You're up in Canada or in Mexico someplace or in the ocean. So just that 1 degree, you're always adjusting, constantly adjusting. And that's the key. It's not failure. It's feedback. So let's remove the word failure from our vocabulary. Let's not use it anymore. It's a put down. It's a self put down. It's about feedback. As you receive feedback, you move closer to your goals. And that's the key. That's the payoff. And that's an important strategy for keeping your motivation high when you're dealing with resistance. Number two, seek inspiration from others. This is a time when you're going through resistance to look at people who have gone through resistance before in other areas of life, maybe people from the past, and look at that resistance that they went through and then study their mindset. Maybe look at a quote. Memorize the quote. Make it an affirmation. Find inspiration from others. Put yourself around inspiring individuals, inspiring books, inspiring movies. Keep your motivation high. Stoke the fires of motivation. One of the things we like to do is kind of a mastermind technique where we close our eyes and visualize a group of great people that we've pre-selected sitting in a boardroom, giving us advice, and we talk to them, we communicate with them. Now, in truth, we're not really communicating with them, we're communicating with the part of them that is within us. Remember, if somebody else can do something, so can you. And chances are you can do it better. When Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile barrier, it wasn't but a few months and other people were doing it. And now in high school, kids are doing it regularly. But at one time, they thought it was impossible. Seek inspiration from others. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to invite you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm serious. Claim your 30 minutes. Free. No obligation. Do you have a relationship issue? Do you want a miracle applied to your life? Do you have financial issues? Are you building a business? Do you want more out of life? Do you want better health, more vitality? Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let us sit down together and put together a plan for you and show you what we can do together to help you achieve your goals and your dreams. 30 minutes free. No obligation. Claim it. Do something about it. And number three on our list for dealing with strategies to remain motivated when you bang into resistance is to take action. And I like bold, exciting action. Action that motivates you. Action that keeps you up all night because you're so excited about it. Get involved in taking action. Do something. Even if you can't take a big, bold action, take a small action, but take action and do it right now. The faster you take action, the sooner you get the wheel turning again in your life. Number four is clear yourself. Clear yourself of all the negative BS in your mind. Clear yourself of all your doubts and anxieties and fears and apprehensions. Breathe deep. Clear yourself. Clear your body. Clear your mind. Clear your energy field. And if you're having difficulty clearing yourself, contact us because we can help you. Okay? Get clear. Get fresh. Get renewed. Number five, remind yourself of your goals and intentions. Come on, dig deep into yourself, into your passions, into your goals, into your intentions. Get those pictures burning in front of you of what you're creating, of what you're building, of what you are doing. Don't be governed and guided by your fears and your doubts and your apprehensions. Get those pictures of your destination firmly in front of your face. In your mind, your positive affirmations, your goals, your intentions, and keep them there. That's where they belong, all the time. Number six, I like this one, hire a mentor or a coach. You know, if you are working in athletics right now, and you have athletic goals, and that's important to you, you need a coach that will help you athletically. You know, I used to do baseball mentoring with young kids between 12 and 18 in pitching. And that's all I specialized in was pitching. So parents usually would hire me to mentor their child in the area of pitching to help them get better, faster, that kind of thing. Get a mentor, and sometimes you need a mentor that deals with core law of attraction issues. And other times you need a specialty mentor, somebody that helps you with a specific area, maybe somebody that helps you with your photography, you're learning photography. But get somebody to work with, a coach or a mentor.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
And finally, let's get real positive now. Come on. Focus on your achievements. Okay, some days you just don't have many achievements, so focus on the little ones. But focus on your achievements. Keep them burning in your mind. And understand that whatever you have achieved in the past, you can do twice as much tomorrow. You can do 10 times as much. You have no boundaries. You have no limits. But we've got to focus on positive achievements day by day, every day. Okay, there I gave you 7 strategies to remain motivated and fired up and juiced up and excited when you run into some resistance. You're going to do just fine. But if you need some help, claim your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. By the way, we have a resource full of articles and the new book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science. It's in the pre-sale stage right now. You're going to get the nice letter and it's going to be signed by Rachel and myself. I'm going to send it out to you. But no more pre-sales after Friday. Okay. So thank you so much for listening. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today. Teach somebody what you have learned. And you know, here's one of the things you can do. You can share this podcast on your Facebook page. Let your friends know about it. Maybe it'll help one of them. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.